This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Well, hello, beautiful.
Holy caffeine!
It's the world's greatest super friends.
Ronnie and Aaron.
Faster than a streak of lightning.
A DC Comics podcast.
Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Batman.
He's a hipster.
The Flash, world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West.
Think about the future.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
Ooh.
DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. It's just like, it doesn't make sense.
So you got some DC talk that you want to talk about?
No, not really. I mean, I thought we could talk maybe about New Mutants.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
On an unrelated note, when does that book actually start? Is it this week or is it later in the month? Do you know?
Later in the month, I think.
Oh, okay. Because I'm actually going to get a Marvel book.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll try out the first couple issues. I like Adam Gorham.
Yeah.
And personally, he's very nice the couple times I've met him. So I like to support stuff that he does.
Right.
I even picked up when he was doing, he did Rocket Raccoon or something for a bit.
I think so. Yeah.
It was one of the Guardians books. I picked that up when he was doing it. But New Mutants was always my, like, the one Marvel book I really enjoyed all the time.
Yeah.
So I'll give it a shot.
Well, you are reading Marvel book.
Am I?
Yeah. The Fantastic
Four. Oh, the new
Four.
Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the Terrifics.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty spectacular.
Yeah. It was, what did you say? Terrific?
Yeah. Yeah, I think those are my words. Yeah, I out of all of the New Age of Heroes books, this one was the one I think I was probably most looking forward to, just because I really like Jeff Lemire. I'm glad he's back at DC doing stuff again.
Okay.
And I mean, you knew the art was going to be great. So when it was announced, and I mean, I really don't like, I mean, Plastic Man and, you know, Mr. Terrific and Metamorpho, like, I mean, they're okay, but they've never been favorites of mine. So to get me like real excited about a book with them.
I liked Metamorpho when he was in Batman and the Outsiders.
I could see that. Batman and the Outsiders is really good.
That was late 2000s?
Yeah, it was probably about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe.
07, 08, somewhere around there.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, I mean, I stopped reading Metal because I just got annoyed with the story and delays. So some of the stuff in this book I wasn't fully up on, like how Mr. Terrific was in the Dark Multiverse.
Makes sense.
I want to say I saw Plastic Man turn into the Egg.
Yeah,
but
that
that's
like
about
in the first,
I think that's
issue,
the first.
Yeah. Or that was the cliffhanger after the first, or at the last page of the first issue, I think.
Is that what? Okay. Yeah. Cause I read the first two, before I just was like, yeah, forget it. So like I saw that happen, but I mean, obviously I don't know how much time has passed. And I, like, they're still sort of unclear because it seems like it's shortly after Metal all of this stuff is taking place.
Yeah, that's
right?
My assumption too.
But they're saying that he's been in the Egg for years, so I don't know if it's...
Well, I think what they meant like was since like New 52 ended, or Convergence, or whatever, he's been in Egg form since then.
Oh, okay.
Which, okay, does the him being an Egg... And being able to be Plastic Man and, you know, make shapes and stuff. Isn't it kind of a little ironic that he's, like, in the Silly Putty thing that we used to get all the time? Because they used to be in an Egg, right?
Yeah.
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 So I just thought that was kind of, like, funny that, or a little, I don't know if it was a nod or not, but, you know.
Like, oh. That is kind of funny. To be honest, I didn't even think of it that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I really enjoyed this one. I think just based off of first issues, this was probably my favorite of the four that came out. I mean, I only read three of them. I will never read Silencer. But
and that's too bad.
Eh.
It's the Punisher analog, I think.
Yeah, but I don't really care about the Punisher.
Okay, so out of the New Age of Marvel, I mean, New Age of Heroes line.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, let's be real here. You have Damage, which is like Hulk.
Right.
And then you have Silencer, which is basically like Punisher.
Right.
And then you have Sideways, which is
like Spider-Man.
Yeah. And then you have the Terrifics, which is the Fantastic Four-ish feel.
Yeah.
So the Terrifics is your favorite?
I think so.
That's cool.
I mean, so far, look, I've read one issue.
Yeah, I know.
But I think this first issue, I mean, I really like the first issue of Sideways a lot also. But this one, I think I like this one more.
Okay.
Which is not to say I didn't enjoy the first issue of Damage, but that one, I definitely like the second issue of that more than the first one.
Yeah, you hear that, Robert Venditti?
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, in the second issue, they sort of explain things a lot better.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the first one was like the action montage.
All first issues, I think, since we've had all four of them, and I've read all four of them,
right,
did what I think they set out to do, like especially first issues.
Right.
Now, for me, I think it would go Sideways, Terrifics, and then a tie between Damage and Silencer, because I've read both issues of both, and they're both good, but they don't get me as excited as like Sideways or the Terrifics did.
I'm curious what happens when the next issues of those two come out to see if you keep it up.
Yeah, I know.
I think the first issue of Damage really didn't give you a whole lot of his character. It was just, look at this crazy monster, you know, and everybody's chasing him. And then at the end, he turns into this kid, you know, or 20 something or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought the first issue of Sideways, you got to meet the kid, forget his name. Derek, whatever.
Derek, yes.
Yeah. You get to meet him a lot and you see his personality. And like, not only that, you also got to see, you know, I mean, sort of what happened to him. You don't see exactly, but you see the general idea, you know, where he, how he got the powers and what happened. So I like that more. And this one, I mean, it's always hard when you're putting a team together in a first issue, you know, to get everyone together in the same place sort of organically without it seeming like, hey, we're just randomly going to throw these eight people together or five people or two, you know, whatever. So like this one, I thought that the way, you know, the way everything came together, it gave you a lot of background information. I guess if you've read Metal, you know, it tied everything together. But it also did a really good job putting the four of them together in a way that didn't seem like, yeah, these are going to be the characters and we don't really know how to get them all in one place, so we're going to do it in like a kind of crappy way and poof, they're all together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Now the girl.
Okay.
Is she new?
I'm going to be honest. I have no idea.
Okay.
Did they ever say her name? I don't remember.
I think so, but I don't remember it because I read it like Tuesday or Wednesday.
Well,
so
would have had to have been Wednesday because it came out this week.
Okay. Well, Wednesday then.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I read it this afternoon and I don't remember. I don't remember seeing a name.
See, I got caught up in a Forged for Fire marathon and you got caught up in reading comics like a good boy.
Yeah. I mean, what else is he going to do?
Yeah. I mean, so did you go down lots of rabbit holes or did you like stay on target and plow through some books?
I'll be honest. This was the only DC book I read because I've been so far behind. I've been so far behind on so many things that I was just like, you know what? Let me try and catch up on a few of these things.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Her name is Linnea Wazzo from Bigztil, BGZTL. How are we going to officially pronounce this? Bigzittle.
Bigzittle is fine.
Perfect. Yeah, my assumption is she's new.
And spun out of Metal, maybe?
Maybe. I mean, yeah, I didn't read it. But I fully enjoyed this one. you know, and I eagerly await issue two.
Yeah. Now, Lemire's co-writing this one, right?
No.
Just him?
No, I'm pretty sure it's just him.
Okay. Because I thought he was co-writing.
No, I mean, it has Ivan Reis and Jeff Lemire are listed as storytellers.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's because they both kind of created the idea of it, and he's writing and he's drawing. You know, that's my guess.
Yeah, maybe that's why I thought that, if they're both listed as storytellers.
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes you do have a writer collaboration writing.
Right.
Like Zach Thompson and Lonnie Nadler.
Yeah.
On books and whatever, but...
Well, wasn't one of the other New Age of Hero books, wasn't it, like...
RVD or somebody?
Is that the one, or was it Sideways? I don't remember now. That there was something that it was like, I want to say the story was by two people, but the script was by only one of them.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I want to say it was Damage, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, honestly, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I thought that one was just Venditti.
So the Terrifics is terrific for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I liked it too, but it's still my number two, though. But yeah, it's kind of like one that hard, like when we were... ranking Rebirth titles as they came out, because I enjoyed Terrifics for different reasons than I enjoy Sideways.
Okay,
if that makes sense.
Yeah, but, I mean, well, they have a different, totally different feel.
Yeah, right.
Ah, okay. I just looked. Damage is listed again. Storytellers: Tony S. Daniel and Robert Venditti.
Okay,
but I believe it's art and writing. But Sideways is Kenneth Rocafort and Dan Didio are the storytellers, but Didio and Justin Jordan are on dialogue.
Okay.
So I knew there was something weird where, however it fit together.
So I was half right.
Yeah. I actually kind of like that they're putting it as storytellers.
Yeah.
Instead of separating out. I mean, they still list who does the inking and who does the coloring and the lettering and everything else.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, so far, I would say overall, this New Age of Heroes thing, I'm into it.
Yeah, I would say so too. Like, at first, I don't think I was into it as much. It was like, it'll be what it'll be.
Right.
And then now that we're actually into it, I'm kind of enjoying them more than I am some of the other books.
Yeah, I sort of wish I cared more about Metal. I guess when it does finish, I'll probably go back and at least read the mini.
Yeah.
So that I can... I guess at least see the main story of how everything is coming together. But,
yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, I mean, like I said, I had high hopes because of a lot of the creators on these, that it's a lot of people that I really enjoy, and it's a lot of people that haven't necessarily been with Valiant lately. You know, like Lemire is back doing, not Valiant, DC.
Podcast, buddy.
Yeah, geez. Well, I mean, everybody used to work for Valiant. Justin Jordan, well, Jeff Lemire, Rob Venditti.
Some still do.
Yeah.
Lemire does, anyways.
But, you know, it's people that I'm glad are back doing stuff for DC that I think it definitely got my hopes way up. And so far it hasn't let me down, you know. And as Mike Meyer said on Twitter, he hopes that, you know, that somebody asked him about it. It might have been on Facebook. Someone asked him what it was, and he said it's a new DC imprint that will keep going until the sales numbers tank, and that he is hoping for at least 12 issues of each book.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I would be happy. I hope it goes longer than that.
Yeah, yeah.
But at least, you know, at least give it a whole year of story.
Yeah, 12 issues is a good experiment, at least.
Yeah, and it's enough to put out in a hardcover that I can collect.
Yeah, that is true. That I can steal from eBay.
Yeah. You got any other DC comics you want to talk about?
No, not really.
Okay, then I have a question for you about a TV show.
Okie dokie.
This is what season of Gotham? Season 4?
Yep.
So it's Gotham's awesome. Back.
Yes.
I am not denying that at all. I enjoy the show severely. But...
Oh, I was waiting for that but.
How many actresses are going to play Poison Ivy before the show is done, because we are now on number 3.
Yeah, but I think they explained it well, though.
Oh my goodness, it's
that
ridiculous.
That doesn't bother me, because I think it's awesome that they're going through the metamorph. What is it?
metamorphosis.
Yeah, and that's how they incorporated it. Ugh. I'll tell you what bothers me more.
The fact that the Joker is going to be on the show with no Batman.
Well, he's not really the Joker.
I don't know. That preview looked like he was going to be the Joker.
Well, yeah, but there's been lots of previews where it looks like whoever was going to be the Joker.
Well, we'll see, because it's going to be on next week.
I honestly think that Barbara will be more Harley Joker mix-up than Jerome will be.
Hmm.
But there's one thing that I'm not digging, and that's Butch's coming back from being Solomon Grundy.
Being Grundy?
Yeah. I mean, I get it, but, I mean, she beat the hell out of him last season, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, he becomes smart again, or whatever. Come on.
Yeah.
I want him to be Grundy. I mean, he's already went through tons of different things.
Yeah.
And he's a good Grundy.
Yeah, I've enjoyed the fact that Grundy has been on this show.
Now, is it just me, or did they, like, when I saw, like, the previews for, like, the upcoming season or whatever, didn't they show Freeze in there, too?
I'm going to be honest. I don't remember seeing, like, an upcoming, you know, what's to come on this, the second half of the season or whatever.
Okay.
I saw the scenes from next week, and it looks like it's a Joker and Penguin fight in Arkham.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't remember. I don't think I saw any you know, season preview things.
And also, dude, I got so flippin' excited this episode for, like, 5 minutes.
Okay.
Until I realized that I shouldn't have gotten excited.
Why? Did you think Kite Man was on the show?
No. No, no. You know when, what's her name? The hot chick, Doc.
Right.
She's like, doing the speech or whatever, and then they show the figure in the background with the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the little hunter's hat or the detective hat thing on.
Okay.
I was like, oh my God, Detective Chimp is on Gotham. And then, like, because when he ran out, he was short. So I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then, like,
yeah, but why would Detective Chimp be trying to kill somebody?
I don't know. I didn't care at that point. Maybe he wasn't, like, fully restored Detective Chimp. Maybe it was just, like, he was a trained chimp. So I was like, oh, I was doing, like, fist pumps in the air and everything. And then it comes out to be Jarvis Tech.
Yeah. That scene, though, in the toy shop was great.
Yeah.
With everything. I just like when the robot comes out, basically, you know, with the bomb.
Yeah.
It's like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, and Bruce is, like, a total douche dick.
Yeah, I'm wondering how long that storyline is going to go on for.
Well, it can't be too long, because didn't he have an encounter with Batman in the Batcave or whatever? Didn't they show that in the previews, or did you miss that?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, because they had the, like, he was going nuts. I don't know about nuts or whatever, but he was doing something in the cave, and the bats flew out, and then you heard the deep, gargly voice, you know, I'm the goddamn Batman. Only he didn't say that. It was more like, grow up and blah, blah, blah.
Huh.
And then you saw, like, the silhouette of Batman, but then it all flew away in bats.
Well, that's kind of cool.
You didn't see that? But you saw the Joker and Penguin?
That was in the scene for next week?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I zoned out. I remember as soon as Jerome came on, I was probably, like, slamming stuff around about how the Joker shouldn't be on.
You just did like I do at the end of wrestling pay-per-views. Turn it off too quick.
Yeah.
You missed the good stuff.
And you miss Adam Cole coming out.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite. You're like, oh, man, anything happened at the end? Yeah, Adam Cole came out. Yeah, bullshit. Anything happened at the end?
Yeah, no, you sent me, like, yes.
Seriously.
And it was, like 20,000 S's. And I was like, what, dude? It's over, and it's kind of lame.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
seriously, turn it on. Watch the last minute. It's all you need to see. Yeah, that's pretty much what I did with Gotham.
Yeah.
I saw it. I was like, no Joker. You know, like,
because I like text you about it today, but then I was like, well, we'll talk about it tonight. And then plus, I didn't know if, you know, with your crappy week that you had, I didn't know if you'd actually watched it or not.
Yeah, today, my wife and kids were out, so I spent the day reading comic books and watching comic book TV shows.
That's so cool. That's what,
yeah, man.
That's what you're supposed to do when the wife and kids are away.
Exactly. I was going to take a nap, but I was like, you know what? I have to watch Black Lightning. I have to watch Gotham. I got some comics to read. I wanted to make sure I read Terrifics before tonight.
Yeah.
So
you brought it up. So Black Lightning.
Yeah. Are you caught up now?
I'm caught up. Well, was the last episode... I say I'm caught up, and then you're like, no, dude, you're an episode behind. So was the last episode where his daughter finds out that he's Black Lightning?
Yes.
Awesome. I'm caught up finally.
Yeah. To be honest, I was going to make up something. Like, no, the last episode is when this happens. But I couldn't think quick enough. But yeah. It was. Like that. I'm not exactly sure how her power stomp works exactly, because in the one scene, she stomps and she cracks a statue.
Yeah.
And in another scene, she stomps on a floor in a hospital, which doesn't crack a floor. It just makes her dad jump and spin. Whoa. And like, I get he's a superhero. Maybe he's got some resilience, but you think maybe if she was cracking statues that it would at least do some damage in a hospital, right?
Is it a hospital or is it just like a lab?
I thought it was like the lab stuff in the hospital.
Oh,
that was my assumption. Cause isn't the ex-wife a doctor?
Yes, I guess. But I didn't think that doctors usually spent time in like the lab, going over blood samples and whatnot.
I mean, how else did they doctor?
Well, I mean, that's what the understudies and the residents are for. Duh.
Yeah, but she's studying her husband.
Well, yes, her reason for being in the lab. I get that. I just meant like... And anyway, her powers work because she holds her breath and stomps. So let's hope that she doesn't go swimming. Because if she holds her breath and goes underwater to swim, her kicks are going to cause tidal waves. So did you like that one?
Yeah, I like the show a lot. My only complaint, and I mean, it's funny because I've been saying for weeks now that I really like that this show feels like a real life, you know, real world situation.
Mm-hmm.
I was not a huge fan of them putting basically what happened in Charlottesville.
Yeah.
On the show.
Yeah.
I mean, like, exactly what happened. You know, there's the protests and the counter protests, and a guy drives a car into the crowd and kills a 19-year-old.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, I get what the show is trying to do, but I don't know.
Yeah, see, here's my thing. And like, for Black Panther, say, for Marvel.
Okay.
I thought they could have went like real world, African American, like, deep issues harder than what they did in Black Panther. Okay. And then like with Black Lightning, they do it like to the extreme almost. So I would like for them to find that happy middle ground. I mean, I get it and I understand. But sometimes it's just like some of the references and types of things. And maybe it's just cause I'm a white boy, you know, but it's like too much hitting over the head of the same thing, I guess.
See, I don't necessarily mind that. You know, like I like that it's been a lot of, you know, the community is rising up against, you know, the drug dealers and the gangs.
No, yeah.
And this stuff, you know, like I like that, but you know, like you said, in this episode, it really, you know, taking something that, you know, legitimately happened in the news, when was it? 5 months ago? 6 months ago?
Yeah, 6 months, I would say.
You know, and putting it in the episode, like, yeah, you know, this is what's going on. Like, where did that whole protest thing come from? Like, if it was...
Well, you got to think that this episode 2 happened, or was filmed before that, though, right?
No.
Yeah. They're done filming the season, you would think, by now.
Yeah, but I don't... I mean...
Now, like, the statue thing, I get, because that was probably, like, a hot topic, like, when they were filming.
Yeah, I guess.
And then, like, maybe say if they had, like, a nightclub shooting type thing, we would understand that, because that happened, like, while they were filming, but I just assumed that that was a unfortunate event of them, like, in storytelling-wise, and then it actually happened type thing.
I don't know. I mean, it's very specific.
Well, you know. Yeah. I could be wrong. I guess I was under that assumption. Kind of like in comic books, you know, the books or stuff are wrote way ahead of time than actual things that happen.
Right, unless you're South Park.
Oh, yeah, unless you're South Park.
Then they write and create the episode every week as stuff is happening.
Oh, well, yeah. But, yeah, they can do that. Plus, this isn't South Park absolute either.
Yeah. Are you sure?
It could be, sometimes.
I had a lot of stuff I wanted to talk about that show.
Yeah, I was going to say, we killed Kenny all the time, but... No, I think overall, I think you're right,
look,
though.
I still really enjoy the show.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you still really enjoy the show.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the scene where the, you know, father and daughter were fighting, not knowing who they were, even though, I mean, come on, her mask is like literally a square around her eyes.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of funny when she's laying on the ground, even in the mask. He's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know,
until her hair falls off.
Yeah.
Right. That's when he realizes it.
Yeah, but I thought they did that well. I'm curious to see this one. I did not watch the scenes from next week, so I don't know what happens.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I mean, I would only assume that there's going to be a conversation between the two of them, you know, where she's like, I can't believe you've been lying to us. And he's like, it was for your protection. And now that you know, you can't tell anybody, but mom knows. And well, I can't believe you've been lying to me. And then this whole thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely my number two favorite DC show that's on TV.
What's your first? Gotham?
Gotham. Yeah.
That's only because you didn't watch iZombie yet.
Well, that's true. That is true. But Gotham, I like from straight out of the gate. So.
Oh, yeah.
When everybody Gotham? Else was signing online petitions about, you know, how it's not Batman and blah, 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 blah.
It was never supposed to be Batman.
Well, I know that. You know that. People that signed online petitions obviously didn't know that.
I've discovered the people who sign online petitions are maybe not our shining examples of...
of society?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people who like go nuts over signing petition for TV shows or books and movies and stuff like that. I don't know. Maybe they need a better hobby.
Maybe.
But yeah, no, I'm with you on Gotham 100%.
But it's your number two?
After iZombie, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, iZombie is a lot of fun. Have you watched none of it, or you just haven't watched this episode?
I haven't watched this season.
Oh, okay. Well, this is the first.
Yeah. This is the first episode of the season, right?
Right.
Yeah, so I'm all caught up. I just haven't watched.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I really enjoy the heck out of that show. And then probably Gotham after that. And then I might say Black Lightning is probably my third favorite right now.
Yeah. And then I would say probably Legends of Tomorrow.
Oh, I would put Lucifer fourth.
I maybe watched a handful of episodes of Lucifer, so I can't really judge on that. But yeah, I love Legends of Tomorrow.
You know what? Since they all came back... from did Legends come back yet?
Yep.
Okay.
Because,
yeah.
Because
was that the Constantine episode?
Yeah.
When was that on? Just this week?
Last week.
Okay, so I'm two behind, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because Flash and Arrow, since they came back, I've just kind of not really cared. I have all the episodes on my TiVo, but I haven't watched any of them since they came back from the winter break.
I'm one episode behind on them too. So this past week's I haven't watched, but. Flash and Arrow, but I'm caught up.
Yeah, I don't know. Like this Flash last year, I completely lost interest in the middle of the 2-part season finale that I did not care at all. And I didn't even watch the season finale until the day that the season premiered this year. But I was more into it. You know, this season I was liking a lot more. Up until the ridiculous episode where he was on trial and Iris's brilliant idea is to tell everybody that he is the Flash.
Yeah. Right.
In his defense. And I like, since then I'm just like, meh. Arrow last year, I kind of quit about halfway through the season, but I was like, you know what? I'll go back, I'll watch it this year. And I was enjoying this season a lot more. But again, I just sort of lost interest. And I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's like there's like stretches of the show that just like really bore me. You know, like Legends at least is just goofiness.
Yeah. And so Katie Lotz is hot as hell.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
Because I could watch her on a bar stool just reading the phone book. Do they still make phone books?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm sure they probably don't weigh 30 pounds like they used to, though.
Is she going to be at CC and EE?
Yeah, she is.
Well, you should see if she can read a phone book for you.
I'm actually trying to.
Yeah, oh my God, that's what you need to do. I'm assuming, does she do photo ops?
Yes.
You need to go with a phone book and a stool and have her sitting on the stool reading the phone book with you sitting on the floor looking at her.
Yeah.
This is your mission. I'm not even giving you an option to accept it.
I'm going to try. I'll try. We need
that picture.
I'll try. I'm trying to talk Martin into taking one with her because he loves the show as equally as I do. So,
yeah.
Oh, yes. If she's just reading a phone book to Martin and I, that'd be awesome.
Man.
Yes.
See, I come up with great ideas for things that I can't go to.
I know.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But
so now you have to take the picture for me.
Yeah. They're going to. There's a couple of people that's from Legends on that going to be at CCEE.
R2E2.
Yep. C3PO.
Yeah. I just think it's funny that in our chat, it's never referred to as like the actual thing.
Yeah. I think Dennis can't remember legitimately, and then Dewan just makes fun of him.
Right.
Or not makes fun of him, but plays along and just goes with it.
I forget who. Someone's like, what is R2-E2? Like, it's, you know, like, why do you keep calling it that? I don't know. It just kind of stuck.
Yeah.
Who else from Legends is going to be there?
Heatwave.
I'm guessing. Okay.
And Brandon Roth, I think.
Ooh, you should have him take a picture in a Superman shirt with you all laughing at him. Oh, my God.
No. Unless we can, like, I'll spend the money for Katie Lotz, but I don't know about that.
Speaking of him, have you ever watched The
No.
Daily Show? Not The Daily Show on Comedy Central.
Okay, good, because that was a firm no. But
it is The Daily Show, as in Tim Daly and his son. It's like a short web series that they do.
No, I didn't even know anything about it.
Oh, my goodness. You know how they both have voiced Superman in,
yes,
like, the animated stuff?
Yes.
Pretty much a lot of the show revolves around them making fun of the various animated things.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if it was the first episode, but when his son got cast to do the voice of Superman in one of the movies, he introduces him, like, to Brandon Routh shows up and stuff like that, where they're all, like, running around in Superman shirts with capes on in the yard, pretending to be Superman.
All right.
You know, there's one episode where Nathan Fillion shows up, and he and Tim go in the other room. And they're both sitting as Superman and Green Lantern, like, playing something. But the absolute best, there's an episode where Kevin Conroy shows up. And I'm not going to spoil it for you. I will find a link to this, and I will send it to you later. And I will put it in our show notes so that people can watch it also.
Uh-huh.
Because it is absolutely hysterical.
Okay.
And it's, yeah, like, I want to say each episode is like 5 minutes, 7 minutes. I don't know if they still do it now. This is a couple years ago. But oh my goodness. If you want to talk about rabbit hole, when I send you the link, I guarantee you will spend like at least 3 hours watching all the rest of them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I know what my Monday will consist of then.
Oh, seriously. And they're really funny too. Like the majority of them, I would say I laughed out loud during, like, a couple times. So, yeah, like, it's, you know, when you're sitting watching something by yourself and it's funny and you feel like an idiot because you're, like, in tears laughing?
Yeah. Yeah.
That happened during this.
That happens to me more times than not, actually.
Yeah.
But on an animated note, two things.
Oh, okay.
One, David Steer died this weekend.
He was
the voice of the Penguin from the animated series.
Oh, I thought, didn't I see that? I want to see. I thought the guy that did Martian Manhunter passed away.
He might have done Martian Manhunter as well, but I know he did the Penguin on the animated series.
Oh.
And then on a lighter note, and a thankful note, they're gonna redo an animated movie about the death of Superman.
Yeah, I saw that. I was very excited.
Yes, because the first one sucked.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there were any, if there were really like any parts that I cared, but the answer is no.
Yeah. And see, now they have like a good hold on the animated stuff, so I'm ready for it to actually be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because it's a good story.
Yeah.
You know, if done well, so.
Yeah. And that's like, well, history note. When I was going through my divorce, my ex-wife thought it'd be great, and she burnt like 3 or 4 long boxes that I had before I got them out.
Okay.
And my whole run of 90s Superman was in one of them. So like my Death of Superman and Funeral for a Friend run and stuff like that.
Right.
So that has been my mission here lately, is to get that series back. And it should be easily obtainable. So,
yeah.
But I've just been doing it piece by piece. I've been doing it actually by dumpster diving at cons or little small.
Yeah, I'm sure you could probably find a whole bunch of them in Chicago.
Yeah. That's kind of like going to be my target for Chicago when I go to CCEE.
I looked it up. The Justice League of America TV movie.
Yes.
He was Martian Manhunter.
Okay.
And on the, where was it? Yeah, he was the voice of Solovar.
Yeah. He also played in MASH as well, so.
Yeah, but MASH is in DC, so why bring it up?
Well, because, you know, well known.
I mean, you could also say that he was on Lilo and Stitch.
Well, he was also a voice in the Static Shock cartoon, too.
Oh, yeah? Oh, look at this. He did a voice on Regular Show. That's fantastic, because Regular Show is awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the redone Death of Superman, because, oof. I'm trying to think. I think I have the other one on. I'm looking at my DVDs, and I think, oh, no, that one I do not actually have on DVD. So,
did you?
Oh, no, there it is. Oh. Never mind.
Never mind.
Yeah.
So do you actually have the Blu-ray or DVD?
No, the DVD.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't gone back. There was that set that they released of like all of the movies in Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe came out around Christmas. Mm-hmm. I want it, but I own 90% of them already, and it didn't look like there was any extra stuff. And I don't know.
A hefty price tag too, right?
Yeah, it was like $200, I think. Yeah. 200 something.
Yeah.
If there was new stuff added in, I would have been much more likely to get it. But honestly, for like the animated movies, I don't really care if I have a Blu-ray or a DVD. You know, it's not going to look significantly better.
Right.
You know, it's not like, oh, Terminator 2, the effects are going to look fantastic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I'm with you.
Trying to think. Do I have... Yeah, I only have a few of them on Blu-ray, like the newer batch. But I went back. I did get Under the Red Hood and Crisis on Two Earths on Blu-ray because yes. I didn't own those on DVD for some reason.
Because
I had them on VHS.
Yeah, on VHS. That's
funny. Yeah.
I went back and got the Final Frontier DVD combo.
Oh, okay.
But like most new of the Frontier? Newer. Yeah, the New Frontier.
Oh, okay.
Is that what I said?
You said Final Frontier.
Oh, my bad. But yeah, most of the newer stuff, I buy the Blu-ray.
Yeah, I mean the ones
actually
the ones
Blu-ray
that
DVD combo for whatever reason.
Yeah, there was one of them. It might have been Flashpoint. When that one came out, it was cheaper to buy the Blu-ray DVD combo than just the individual Blu-ray disc. And at the time that came out, I still had a laptop with a DVD player.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I could always, you know, bring this somewhere and watch it instead of sitting at home with my Blu-ray.
Yeah.
So I was like, I mean, it's $7 cheaper to get the extra disc, so I may as well.
Yeah. Well, I always do that too because, like, it also comes with a digital download code.
Yeah.
So, like, I did that one with Batman and Harley Quinn and the Batman 66 movie.
You know what? With those, I wasn't expecting much. So the Batman Harley Quinn, I just got digitally. I don't have a physical copy of that one yet. You know,
What about 66?
That one I have not seen. I didn't get that one yet.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm behind. I still have to get Gotham by Gaslight, too. I never watched that.
Oh, yeah, I got to get that, too. I got the digital download, though, but I don't have the actual physical.
Yeah, I haven't even gotten the digital yet. I'm, like, way behind.
Well, I suggest you watch that one before 66. How about that?
Oh, of course.
Even though I highly enjoyed 66... Because it had King Tut in it, but
I grew up watching reruns of Batman 66.
Yeah,
and me too. And that movie is like my second favorite Batman movie.
Yes, because of the shark repellent.
Oh my god! Because of everything, like the UN is like six people, and yes. They turn them into colored powder. I mean, come on, amazing.
Yep.
God, I love that movie.
And then Batman scoops him up with a little sweeper and a dustpan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. When my oldest was probably like three or four and we started watching the animated shows, we watched Superman first and then we watched Batman. He was like really into Batman and he happened to be looking where I had the DVDs and he saw the Batman logo. And it was, of course, you know, the Batman 66, yeah. The movie.
Yeah.
So he goes, I want to watch Batman. All right. I will gladly watch Batman. He had no idea what was going on. That, I mean, because he was like, what is this? I'm like, this is Batman. He's like, no, this is like weird. Because, I mean, he was used to the animated stuff. Obviously, he never saw, you know, like the Nolan movies or any of that. But he was like totally confused. But that, like, by the end, he was totally like 100% into that movie. And I probably watched it with him. I mean, I watched like all the animated shows with him probably like three times all the way through. Because that's, you know, when I had a day off, he was home with me. And he's like, can I watch Justice League again? Okay. You know, I will never turn down if you want to watch Justice League or Justice League Unlimited or whatever. Yeah. Sure, let's put it on. Pick an episode.
As long as we don't have to watch Teen Titans Go.
Yeah. I mean, it was better than whatever else he was watching. The only other good show he watched was Yo Gabba Gabba.
I don't even know what you said.
Yes. It was bizarre. But, I mean, we probably watched Batman the movie at least a dozen times. And now it's so funny. Like, now every once in a while, he's like, Dad, remember that Batman movie? I'm like, yeah, the awesome Batman movie.
See,
yeah.
Now I have a Katie Lotz mission. Now your mission is to go buy Batman 66 on Blu-ray and you and him watch it together.
I could do that.
It's possible.
I mean, I could also buy like digitally and watch it with him.
Okay, whatever. However you buy it. Just put it in his eyeballs.
Yeah, I think I might have to do that.
And then download like a recorder app. So that way we can all hear his reaction to the craziness.
Oh yeah. Was there a second animated one with Adam West?
No.
Or is that the one? Oh, okay.
That's the one. And then he passed away like not too long. Well, he passed away
right before it came out.
Right before it came out, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's great. Yes. You definitely need to watch that with him then.
Okay. Yeah, I will.
Because I want to hear his reaction to it.
You know what? In April, my kids have a different vacation week than my wife.
Uh-huh.
So I'm taking time off of work. Then I will be home with my boys.
Yeah.
And I will make sure that I have that movie to watch with them during the week.
That's the same time. That's the week that CCEE is.
Yeah. My kids are off the week before and my wife is off the week after.
Yeah.
Because for some reason,
that's your excuse.
Their school
for not
district,
coming.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I got, you know, no one to watch my kids. If my wife was off the same week,
yeah,
I could travel the Thursday, Friday, and get out there.
Yeah. Well, so, if she said it was okay.
Yeah, if she said it was okay, I would have to ask, and then I had to buy her something nice.
Yeah.
Not at the convention, probably.
Maybe
something else. Yeah. I would buy her a picture of me sitting watching kids. Just reading the telephone book.
Yes. Score. All right. Do you have anything else?
No, I got nothing. You got anything?
I don't.
Oh, we should talk about Bendis doing Superman.
Oh, we should, but we're out of time.
Yeah. All right. I'm making another note because I have a note here now that we were supposed to talk about it this week.
Okay.
But I will next time. Yeah. We will talk about Bendis.
Make sure that Gary and Pickles don't.
Was that the note that they were moving, or was it something else?
Your sideways note.
The sideways note. That's what it was. Yeah. That's right. Well, either way, on my notepad right next to my computer, there's now it says Bendis, and it's underlined three times.
Awesome.
So anyone in my family who sits at the computer will have no idea.
Yes. They will like bend it like it's Beckham?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
All right. So if you got nothing and I've got nothing, I would like to thank everybody for listening to this episode. See, I remembered.
Yeah.
If you would like to get in touch with me directly, you can at Aaron S. Bell on Twitter.
I am at RonBar316.
The show is at DC_Absolute. And thank you for listening. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
No, that wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Ooh.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com. Totally confused. Shut up. I hate you. Forget it. Podcast over. Shut up. You're not my real dad.